Broadcasting from the PLA Situation Room in Roy, New Mexico, you're listening to The Snowplow Show. Show.
Now it's time.
Cactus.
How about if I come down and punch your head off?
Cactus.
You blowing smoke up my ass.
Cactus.
You think a tracer can stop me?
Holy shit, everyone. I'm RBCP, and you're listening to The Snowplow Show for March 25th, 2016. Today's crimes are all going to be blamed on Stan Trucker, so thank you, Stan, for taking the fall for this one. If any of the grocery store complainers from today's show manage to find themselves on this show, you can sue Stan Trucker, not me. Just get in touch with me, and I'll give you his contact information. Before we get started on the show, I have a couple of news stories. The first one involves a man being arrested for not returning a VHS tape of Freddy Got Fingered to a video store that he rented it from in 2002. This guy, James Myers, in North Carolina, was driving his daughter to school when the police pulled him over for a broken brake light. The officer looked up Myers' information and told Myers he was under arrest for failing to return a VHS copy of Freddy Got Fingered. That's a movie I've never seen before, and as much as I love Tom Green, I'm pretty sure it's awful. But anyway, he rented the video about 14 years ago, and the video store doesn't even exist anymore. It's been closed down. It wasn't a Blockbuster, it was just some family-owned video store. And the reason I'm mentioning this is because I remember on a previous show we talked about this, about how years ago Blockbuster was having people arrested for not returning their videos to the video store. And I tried to find news articles about it, and I couldn't find any. So you guys probably all thought I was a huge liar, but I wasn't. See, this stuff really happens. People actually get arrested for not returning VHS tapes. I remember a bunch of these happening back in the early 2000s, and most of them involved Blockbuster Video. And I remember one of them was a mother, and she ended up spending the weekend in jail because of an overdue video. And now you have to believe me that stuff like that has happened before, because there's an article here that proves it, and I'm going to put a link to the article in the show notes. If any of you would like to read about this guy, the police were actually really nice about it. They let him go so he could go to work and take his kid to school, as long as he promised to come into the police station later and turn himself in. The other story I have is about a demolition company that accidentally tore down the wrong house. A bunch of people sent this to me on Facebook and through email and everything, and it's a really horrible story. These people, I mean, there was a tornado in their neighborhood, a bunch of houses got destroyed, and I guess this company, whatever their name is, I think they're called Royco, they showed up to level one of the damaged homes that was damaged by the tornado, and they got the address wrong, and they tore down these other people's house, which they actually lived in, and now they don't because it's been destroyed by this company. So, whoopsie. The CEO, George Gomez, refused an on-camera interview, but said the crew assigned to the project thought they tore down the correct home until they realized they made a mistake. He added the situation is not a big deal. So this is pretty much a Royco construction story come to life. The guy made a huge mistake and he doesn't give a shit. He probably called up the lady that owned the house and said a bunch of shitty things to her, just like I would. So that's gotta suck, having your house survive a tornado just to have a company come along and tear it down anyway. Teehee. One last bit of breaking news is that I bought a Prank Call Nation t-shirt from prankcallnation.spreadshirt.com. It just came in the mail today, and it's kind of awesome, even though Prank Call Nation is supposedly dead. Or is it? I don't know. But if you go to prankcallnation.spreadshirt.com, there are a few t-shirts on there, including one that has the eagle, the Prank Call Nation eagle thing, which I personally photoshopped together. And I meant to buy one of these years ago, back when Prank Call Nation was a thing, but I never got around to it. And I finally did it! So if you want to do the same thing, go to prankcallnation.spreadshirt.com. I think you can get the Art of Phone Larking t-shirts on there. and some Madhouse t-shirts, and as far as I know, everything is set to no profit, so none of us are making any money from this. It's just Spreadshirt that gets the money. I think I paid $11 plus shipping for my t-shirt, so be just like me, buy a t-shirt from a thing that doesn't really exist anymore. And if you're not into Prank Call Nation t-shirts, you can go to phonelosers.spreadshirt.com and buy every single t-shirt that's available on there. There's a bunch of user-submitted designs. Or if you don't want to support the PLA, you can get a PLA shirt from Laugh Track Matt instead at laughtrackmatt.spreadshirt.com. His store is mostly filled with just a bunch of random cactus t-shirts, but there's a few PLA things in there. They're kind of cool. I own a couple of them. There's a Do What Now t-shirt, but if you want my opinion, phonelosers.spreadshirt.com. That's the superior store to all of these other Spreadshirt stores. Okay, so today we're going to do a live show. I mean, I've already done a live show. This one happened yesterday, and it lasted about 3 hours, and I've managed to cut it down to about an hour and a half, I think. So you're welcome for that. But if you want to hear the 3 hour version, you can find that on patreon.com/phonelosers if you're a supporter on there. Or you can go to phonelosers.org and it will show up in the post for this show if you're a supporter and if you're logged in to phonelosers.org. Not only is there a 3 hour version of this show with video, but there's also an approximately 2 hour version of me editing the entire show live on the air, live on YouTube. So holy shit, are you getting a great deal if you're a supporter of this show? Not only do you get to hear the phone calls that I took out because they were boring and stupid, but you get to hear phones ringing for minutes at a time throughout the entire show. You get to see the part where I completely left the house for 15 minutes. And who could forget the numerous breaks that I took to go use the bathroom? All of this can be yours by signing up on phonelosers.org/cactus or patreon.com/phonelosers. Okay, I'm going to shut up and I'm going to play the show from yesterday. Today we're going to do customer service calls, and it's a very cool customer service call thing, submission that was sent to me. Okay, so I got this submission through Reddit. Which, by the way, please don't mail me on Reddit, because this was sent to me 2 months ago. I never saw it until just recently. I put a Reddit client on my phone, and it's like, hey, you have all these messages waiting for you. So I looked at them, and there's a submission in there that I don't think was ever sent to my email. Sending things to me on Reddit isn't a good way to get through to me, but I don't know. I found this one. Anyway, so a guy sent me a list of customer complainers. And these are actual people that log in online and they make complaints about all these different businesses like Albertsons and Safeway, Vons, I don't remember what all businesses, but there's a bunch of them. And it's like filling out a comment card, but it's online. And it's always people that are complaining. They don't have good things to say. They have bad things to say. And I've already called two people, because I just wanted to make I wanted to see what the answer rate was, and it seems pretty good so far. And I guess I can just I'm gonna go ahead and play those two, or should I? Fuck it. I don't know. There was a funny one. This lady really got pissed at me. But anyway, so far the answer rate is like 50-50. Half the people haven't answered. I mean, you know, two people didn't answer. Two people did answer. So let's give this a try. This first lady, she's from Albertsons. And she says, why did you choose this rating? What is the rating? Oh, the rating is 1 out of I don't know how many. The cashier was rude, and this wasn't the first time either. I just got feed up today. She got feed up. F-E-E-D. She is totally feed up. She says, I shop at Albertsons at least once a week, and I don't believe that I have had a friendly checkout person once. Why don't you go somewhere else then, lady? Anyway, let's call her up and see what happens.
Hello?
Hello, Mariah?
Hello?
Hello, Mariah?
Yes?
This is Dave from Albertsons. You were here the other day and you filled out a complaint thing online.
Uh-huh.
And I was just wondering if you could tell me what happened with that cashier.
Sorry, I've got too much going on. The front manager,
uh-huh,
took care of it. She called and talked with me about it.
Oh, Jenny doesn't even work here anymore. She's been pretending to work here. Like, she was probably just messing with you.
What?
She was fired a couple weeks ago, and she keeps coming into the store and wearing a uniform and tricking customers into thinking she still works here. But Jenny was let go for this very reason.
Oh, okay. Well, I called her back at the number that she called me from.
She keeps sneaking in. That's what I'm saying. We can't. I don't know what to do with Jenny. She's banned from the premises. We've had her arrested.
Are you pranking me?
No. Why would you say that?
Because this sounds hideous.
Hideous.
Like this is a joke.
No, it's not a prank. I'm looking at your comment card. It says that the cashier.
My comment
was,
card. Where did you get your
comment? Well, not the comment card. Excuse me. Sorry. The online thing, but it says the cashier was rude,
okay.
And this wasn't the first time either. And it says you got feed up today.
And that I got what today?
It says you got feed up. It's like you don't know how to spell. You wrote feed, F-E-E-D. I guess you meant fed up.
Oh, I do know how to spell.
Well,
and so maybe I incorrectly put feed on there, but maybe I did say fed up.
No, you said feed
but
up
that's
in,
not,
on this form.
Okay, well, is that the problem here? Is my spelling or the customer service?
Well, it makes me think you're just a big complainer and maybe not that bright because you don't know how to type.
Who set you up for this? Because this is funny.
Nobody set me up. I'm the manager.
Uh-huh. And what is your name?
Dave.
Dave what?
Dave McDaverson.
Who is this?
You're going to laugh at my name now. That's just great.
Uh-huh. Who is this?
All right. Well, if you don't want my help, if you don't want to resolve the issue, then whatever. I'll just let you go.
Not. Okay, thank you.
Good.
Bye.
Hang up then. Ho. That didn't go well. But you guys can see where this goes. These people are filling out online things, complaint cards, and I call them up, and it's hilarious. I should say, the guy that sent me this, his name is HaveFun1999. And he says he has thousands of names, addresses, phone numbers of dissatisfied customers, etc. And he says, just code word cactus on a show, and I help you. Code word cactus on a show, and I help you. Okay. Code word cactus, everyone. So let's see. Next one on the list. The problem with these is I have to change my caller ID between every single call, so there's going to be a little bit of a pause in between each one. I'm not looking up the store number because that's too much work. I'm just changing the area code to the same area code as them. So they're getting calls from random phone numbers, not from the stores. So here this one, it's a lady named Amanda. She says, I had to wait 15 minutes, literally, to check out tonight. And there's a big old, big complainy thing after that. This list actually has the price of how much they spent on their purchase. Has the cashier's employee number.
Hi, you've reached Amanda.
Fuck. All right, next. Here's a complaint from a male. What? Men don't go to grocery stores. This can't be real. He tried to redeem a coupon and the store didn't carry the item, was told they would substitute private label, cashier would not take coupon, called management, blah, blah, blah. I left without the item I went for, and he's very unhappy.
Hello?
Hello, Gary?
Yes.
Hey, it's Dave from the Albertsons. You were in here yesterday, and I guess you had a bad situation happen.
Well, it, I just kind of dismissed it as being, you know, it wasn't really all that ugly, but I was told one thing by one employee and then another thing by another employee, and I just said, well, what? How am I supposed to act or how am I supposed to react to this? And I was told that decision was final and that what I had come to the store for could not happen.
Do you just complain a lot in general? Like about everything?
Do I?
Yeah. Are you just a big complainer in general?
Hey, now, wait a minute. What are you talking about?
I
should say not. I'm not a complainer.
Well, I just mean because you're old and stuff. It just seems like, I mean, I read the complaint.
Oh, come
and
on.
You just go on.
Are you the store director there?
Yeah, I'm the store manager.
Well, I would certainly like to talk to your boss because I am absolutely offended.
Well, I don't have a boss.
I'm
a manager.
So you're telling me that I'm an old guy and that I'm hard to please?
Well, you are old.
That is absolutely not.
It says right here.
That absolutely is not right.
It says right here on the complaint form you're over 65. So I'm not.
Well, so what?
I know. So what?
So what?
What are you so offended about? I'm not. You're old. It's a fact. It's not an insult.
Well. I take it as such, but anyway.
Why? Are you angry because you're old? Is that why you complain so much?
No, I'm angry because I was told one thing by Josh that this
Josh.
Could happen, and I went up to the checkout to talk
Chad.
To the lady.
Mm-hmm.
Or, no, it was Josh. I'm sure that's what his name was. And she says, well, Josh doesn't work in that section, so he doesn't know. So she called somebody on the phone. It must have been, it sounded like it was a female.
Oh, she was probably just faking it. That phone up there doesn't even work. She just picks it up and pretends.
Well, that's even worse then.
Well, yeah, but I mean, it keeps customers happy, you know, if they think they're calling someone on the phone.
It sure didn't keep me happy because it was just that she, you know, she just acted like she just flat didn't care. And
we had to turn off
that phone. Whether Josh had told me one thing, she just basically said he doesn't know what he's talking about, and we can't do this, and so we'll see you later. So I bought two things instead of what I went there to buy and left.
What was the item that you had a problem with?
Well, I had a coupon for some kind of cheese. I don't know, that my wife gave me the coupon.
All this over cheese.
Yeah, and I went to the shelf,
God.
And there were four different flavors of this cheese, but there wasn't any Swiss cheese. Is that what you wanted?
You know what we should do?
And so
I should put you on a three-way call with a starving child in Africa, and you can tell him your complaint about not having the right kind of cheese.
Sir, you are absolutely a jerk. I'm not going to show up at that store anymore. You are the rudest person I've ever talked to.
Well, I'm
not an old guy. I'm not a complainer.
You're old.
I went down
65.
with a pocket full of money to buy some stuff. I was told that I could do this by one person. The next person said, no, you can't do that. And so I said, okay, fine. It's over. And that's it.
Yeah, but then
I'm not a complainer. I'm not an old guy.
You're kind
of old. I ride
a
motorcycle.
Well, it's okay to
and
be old.
I feel
there's
absolutely humiliated that you're calling here talking to me like
there's
this.
There's nothing wrong with being old, sir. You don't have to prove to me that you're young at heart or anything with your motorcycle riding and stuff.
Well,
you know?
you need to talk to your employees then, because one guy told me one thing. I got up there, and the lady told me another. She says, no, we can't do it.
Josh,
and I said, okay, fine. And she took my stuff, put it off to the side. I bought my bananas, and I left and came home.
Josh won't listen
and
to
that,
me.
That,
I've tried talking to him. He just won't listen, so I don't know what to do.
You try to talk to Josh?
Yeah, I tried to talk to him so many times now, and he just doesn't listen. Last time I tried to talk to him, I had him in my office, and he lit up a joint. He lit up a marijuana cigarette right and blew the smoke in my face. While I was trying to talk to
him. Well, you should fire him then, because he's, you know, he has no business in there trying to deal with paying customers if he can't tell them a truth and follow through with it and make sure it happens.
I asked Josh.
All I was trying to do.
I asked Josh about
that?
This. I asked Josh about this whole thing, and he told me that you tried to get him to give you a blowjob. Is that true?
Are you kidding me?
Well, that's
Am I talking to an Albertsons guy?
That's just what Josh said. So no, I don't know if he's kidding. I mean, he says crazy
things. He is absolutely on crack. You need to get rid of him as soon as possible.
Oh, no, he's just on marijuana. It's not crack.
Well, whatever. Sir, are you going to do anything about it, or are you just wasting my time? I'm not going to sit here and argue with you either.
Okay. Well, I'm just telling you my side of the story and what Josh said. And I have a problem controlling Josh.
Well, that's really not my problem. I came down to buy something and it was told that I could change or trade private label for what I came down for because that wasn't available. And the lady at the checkout said, no, we can't do that.
It looks like you
so whatever more Josh told you other than that, he's lying to you. Because that's exactly how it happened.
It looks like you only spent $5.01.
Because you didn't have what we wanted.
Well, what would you have spent, like $7.01 or something?
I don't know. Sir, I'm through talking to you. I wish I could get a hold of your supervisor. I'd give him an earful. But thanks anyway for calling.
I bet you would, because you just complain all the time, because you're so old.
Goodbye.
Poor guy. All employees should offer customers the same suggestion. One employee told me one thing that was overridden by another. What is a customer supposed to do? Go home without the desired item, I suppose. That's what I did. After creating a scene, which I did not want to do. I just now saw this. He created a scene, he says. I wish I would have read that before. I could have told him he's not allowed in here. Creating scenes and stuff. there's more. It's crazy how much information is on these submissions. There's a lot of information here. Even has his home address. Has his email address.
Hello?
Hello, Scott?
Yeah.
Hey there, it's Dave from the Albertsons. You were here yesterday, and it looks like you filled out a complaint thing online that said our prices are too high. What are you laughing about?
Oh my God, it was just some survey that the teller asked me to fill out when I got home, so I did.
Yeah, that's what I'm calling.
So now I'm getting a call from Albertsons produce department complaining about what I put down on my.
Well, no, I'm not the one complaining. You're the one that's a big fucking complainer here. It's not me. You filled out
What's your name? And you work at Albertsons.
You filled out this survey. You're like, store is higher priced than competitors. Why don't you go to the competitors then? Like, why come here and just complain about us?
What's your name?
My name is Dave. I'm the manager here at Albertsons.
Really?
Yep.
David?
Yeah?
Is that correct? David what?
Well, you can call me Dave. Just Dave is fine.
Dave what?
No, it'd be Dave who? I'm a person. I'm a person.
You're the
not
manager
a thing.
Of Albertsons on 12th?
Yeah. I don't see what your problem is. Like, what? Why are you complaining
about
the prices?
I got it. I'll find out who your manager is and get your ass off the line.
Oh, I don't have a manager. I'm the manager here. All right, that one was kind of boring. I apologize for that one. Grandleton says, say you raised the prices because of people like him. I should have. It's too late now, though. This is just crazy, though. I have a lot of these that were submitted to me. I mean, this is a huge, huge list. And it's nothing but complainers. And I've been trying to get stuff like this for years. You know, like you look on a bag of Doritos or something, it's like, are you unhappy with our product? Call this number and we'll listen to you complain to us and stuff. I've tried to call those numbers and get customer info. I never had any luck. So this is kind of awesome that somebody sent this to me. That Mr. Have Fun sent this to me. This lady's name is Stacy, and Stacy has a problem. I used to shop at Market Street exclusively. Wait, what the hell store is this? Oh, I see. Market Street is apparently the name of a grocery store chain. But now that it's an upscale Albertsons, I've been going elsewhere. The recent rearrangement has made it impossible to find anything in the main aisles. The selection for some items has decreased. Prices have definitely gone up on some things compared to Kroger. I can no longer find anything. Coffee at the back of the store? That's something I've run in to buy. Signage needs to improve. Fucking Stacy. Piggy Swag wants me to tell her she's a whore-faced mother shit if she gets frustrated. Okay.
Please leave your message for...
Damn it. Let's try it one more time. Hello, Stacy?
Yes.
Hey, Stacy. This is Roy. I'm the manager at Market Street.
Yes. Hi.
Hi. And you were here yesterday, and I see you were having some problems navigating the store.
Yes.
Ah.
It's annoying. I've been going there for years, and now then all of a sudden, things are in what seems to me to be illogical places.
Yeah, I mean, I saw here that you said coffee is at the back of the store. But, I mean, and
that's something, maybe I need that for tomorrow morning. I'm just going to run in and grab that. Well,
yeah.
Now then, instead, I'm...
Well, I think the problem is maybe that you don't run enough, because I looked at the security camera, and you're not exactly skinny. So maybe you need the coffee to be at the back of the store.
Excuse me?
I'm just saying maybe you need...
Excuse me, sir?
I'm sorry, what?
Okay. What do I look like?
Well, I'm just saying on the security camera, I could tell that you weren't exactly skinny.
What do I look like? No, what do I look like?
A fat girl.
Right.
Okay, well, not fat exactly, but I'm just saying maybe you need the exercise.
Right.
Maybe it's good that things are around the store in different places.
Okay, on that note, goodbye.
What? Why are you hanging up? I'm trying to... Try one more time. She says, quit trying to be like everyone else. You had a good formula, and now that's gone. I used to feel really welcome in that store, recognize many of the staff. Now I recognize more of the staff at Kroger.
Please leave your message for...
Stacy Amber.
So she's upset that things have changed. She wants things to just remain the same all the time. Let's see. Gotta change my area code again. Yeah, Gloria, I should have been like, we put the coffee right next to the diet pills. I don't think Stacy was fat, though, so... That could have worked out better if she had been. Alright, so this person's name is Amanda. She says, all of the single-serving light cream cheeses that were in the bakery a month ago were a month expired. The expiration date on them was February 28th, 2016. The staff needs to be responsible for checking expiration dates before putting out a product. I am appalled that something a month over the expiration date was put out on the floor.
Please leave your message.
R Clutch in the chat room says, tell Amanda she should have come a month earlier if she wanted fresh cream cheese. It's too bad I can't call from the store's phone numbers, but that's just too much of a pain in the ass to look up the number of the store on every single one of these. This lady's name is Susan. Susan says, I could not find the advertised meat special of Quick Meal Solutions, stuffed boneless pork chop, blah, blah, okay. Hello, Susan?
Yes.
Hey, Susan, this is Roy. I'm the manager at the Shaw Star Market.
Hi.
It looks like you were having some problems finding the kind of meat that you like at our store.
Yeah, when I went to the store yesterday, the man in the meat department said that the product that was advertised in your flyer that brought me there, that they didn't have it in the store, that they made it, it wasn't a big seller, they threw it out, and it wasn't available. Next week it'll be there probably.
Yeah, maybe. I think his problem, that's Chad that you talked to, right, in the meat department?
I don't know who it was. It was an older guy.
Yeah, that sounds
tall,
like
guy, heavy.
Chad, because I asked him about this whole incident, and he said, oh, you're talking about Susan, right? I'm like, yeah. He's like,
how do you know my name?
I don't know, but he's just like, I do not like that lady at all, so I hid the meat. That's what he... And I told him not to do that anymore. So if you come back, he'll probably have some... And
what? He doesn't even... I never saw this guy before in my life.
Maybe he knows you from high school or something. I don't know. Maybe he knows you from somewhere else.
Is this a joke?
No, it's not a joke. I'm just saying, like... Chad just... He said the reason was because it was you. But they actually... We always have that. You know, if it's our advertised thing...
I didn't even know I was looking for it. That's not absolutely not so.
Probably just whatever you asked for, he's like, no, we don't have that. And then he quickly hit it. He, like, He's sleight of hand to...
So did you fire him?
No, no. Chad's a good employee. He just doesn't like you.
This is a joke.
No, it's not a joke. It's not a joke at all.
What is your name?
My name's Roy, and I know you already called the manager, but, I wasn't in, so I'm calling you back.
So you're telling me that this man, Chad, said, oh, I don't like Susan, so I hid the meat, and he's still an employee of yours?
Yeah, I mean, he knows who you are. He knows you from somewhere. He said your full name and everything. And I told him, we just can't do that, Chad. It's always something with
this
him.
This is a joke. I'm calling corporate. This is a joke.
You're going to call corporate because of a joke? That doesn't make sense.
I'm going to call corporate because you've got to be joking. This can't be real.
Why do you think it's a joke? Just because someone doesn't like you? Like, you know, that's possible that someone doesn't like you, don't you think?
It's not possible that you, Roy, the store manager,
why is that?
Would accept that as an employee.
Well, no, he's normally a good employee. He just has something personal against you.
Goodbye.
Ma'am, come on. Let me beg her not to call the corporate office.
Hello?
Hi. Is this the same lady? Is this Susan? You sound different.
I don't know who this is.
Well, is this Susan?
Yes, it is.
Oh, okay. You sound completely different. I just wanted to let you know that Chad said you're a cock-sucking shitmaster.
Oh, could you say that again?
Say what?
What did Chad say I was?
Oh, no, I didn't say anything. You must have heard something. Why do you need me to repeat it?
Hey, listen. Do you think this is funny?
No, it's not funny.
All right. Who were you again? Who do you think you are talking to my wife like that?
She was okay. She came in the store and she was giving everyone the stink eye. And
all right, listen.
And she was just freaking people out.
Listen
okay?
to me. Listen to me. Don't ever call back here again.
You listen to me, motherfucker. You don't talk to me like that. I'm a manager.
Oh boy, I'm gonna fall down.
I'm a fucking. Yeah, she was either recording me or I guess she just wanted her husband to hear. I couldn't keep it together on that one, you guys. This one's in the same state as that lady, but a different area code. This lady's name is Lauren. Let's see what Lauren has to say. Okay, Rob, that will be the bonus clip when the show is edited, hopefully. This next person had very poor service at the deli. Very is in capital letters, so we know she's serious about this, and she means it. And it's a male. His name is James. Train the sales associates properly, so they ring up the correct item at the correct price, and tell them not to call regular customers thieves. Yeah, right. Hello, James?
Yes?
Hey, James, it's Roy. I'm the manager at the Safeway. You were here yesterday?
Yes.
Yeah, and...
This is not a real good time for me to talk.
Well, I just wanted to let you know, we saw that you shoplifted from us. So...
I beg your pardon?
What are you trying to pull? You're coming in here shoplifting and then complaining about it.
I was forced to pay for my... chicken salad at the deli.
No, they saw you put things. They saw you put things in your pocket without paying for it. You're a shoplifter.
I did not put anything in my pocket.
Yes, you did. I looked at the security tapes.
No, I.
You did so. You did so, and then you were stupid enough to fill out a complaint thing online. So we have all your information, and we know you're a shoplifter.
You're full of shit, man.
You're full of shit saying you're not a shoplifter. It's right on the camera. I saw it. I looked at the security footage.
I was making sure I had my receipt when I walked out the door.
I thought you didn't have time to talk to me. Now you do. Oh, I shouldn't have said that. Now he has to prove it to me by hanging up.
You have reached Rev James.
Did he just say he's a reverend? I think he said he's a reverend. What's he doing shoplifting if he's a reverend? He can't do that. All right, I fucked that one up, you guys. I'm sorry. Oh, shit. This is a long one. And there's no phone number. This would have been a good one. She didn't leave her name either. Where do I begin? The store is all tore up. There's no flooring, so it looks dirty. All right, I won't read that one, but it's a really long one. We're going to talk to Jessica. Jessica says, this was the last time I will ever go into the store. I've complained before about the service going right back to what it was before Acme took over. Today, with the direct interactions attitude, and to leave having a full-fledged PTSD attack, nothing will repair this. Wow, okay. So I'm going to mess with someone that has PTSD. That's great.
Hello?
Hi, Jessica?
Yes.
Hi, this is Roy from the Acme store. You were here yesterday?
Yeah, hi, how are you?
Oh, pretty good. I understand you had some problems when you were here?
Yeah, I did. Can you hold on 1 second? I was on the phone with someone.
Okay.
Hold on 1 second, okay?
Sure, no problem. What?
I was actually on the phone with my mom.
Oh. Is she a bitch, too, when she goes to stores? Does she complain about everything?
No, because she doesn't have these problems. There's no problems out where she is.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good. I guess she doesn't live around here, then.
No. Well, and again, that's a totally different way of life out where she is.
I don't know. Life is what you make it, I think.
Yeah, and yesterday with the attitude that I got, though, it was... I left there. I was dumbfounded. There's no other words for what I had. To be told that a ham and a lamb come from the same animal...
Well, they do. Don't be stupid.
Ham is a pork, and lamb is a baby sheep.
No, ham comes from lambs. Or from sheep. I mean, if you think sheep and lambs are different, I guess that's technically true.
Ham is a pork product.
No, it's from sheep. Ham comes from sheep and lambs. You're dumb. So that's what the complaint is? You're just angry because you don't understand farm animals?
Wait a minute. Did you just call me dumb?
Well, you're being kind of dumb if you don't know where a ham comes from. You should look it up on the internet. I mean, this is common knowledge. You should just know this.
And what's your name?
My name is Roy. I'm the manager here.
Okay, Roy?
I don't understand the complaint. You're just angry because you don't understand?
Do understand, and the way that the tone was taken with me, I am not happy with this phone call. Have a nice day.
Why don't you just try being a vegan, since you don't understand animals? Hello? Damn it. Let me try her one more time. She's going to be calling up her mom. You won't believe what just happened. Come on.
Hello. Please leave a message after the...
Come on. She has a really good complaint in here that I didn't notice before. I really want to call her out on this one. She says, oh, and the Monopoly game pieces. Funny, I have 3 boards, but all but 1 or 2 pieces on each missing from every prize. Also, having friends and family across the country send in... What? Very slim odds of any total winning game pieces have been given out. You know, that's how it works. There's always a couple pieces that you just can't get. And if you get those pieces, you win the billions of dollars. What a dummy.
Hello. Please leave a message after the tone.
She thinks she should get the winning pieces. It's like, why am I not getting the winning pieces? This is bullshit. I don't think she's going to pick up. Hey, she picked up. Hey there. I'm playing that Monopoly game at Safeway. They give us those things at Safeway. And I'm not freaking out because I don't have those few winning pieces either. I know I'm not going to get them. It's just fun to collect. Whoa. I never called her before. Why is she hanging up on me? Hi, is Laura there?
No.
When will she be back?
I don't know.
Why'd you hang up on me the first time?
I wasn't here till like 5 minutes ago, so I don't know.
Well, someone hung up on me just a minute ago. Don't you know how to use a phone? Motherfucker. So what's Laura doing? Where is she at?
I don't know.
Oh, do you have her cell phone number? I'll call her on her cell phone.
No, I don't. Not at the moment.
Well, you can look it up, can't you?
No.
Why not?
I didn't give me a caller ID, so right now I'm just gonna. Yeah.
Whoa. What the fuck was that? Holy shit. Was that like a sneeze / fuck you? Is that what that was? Not too sure. I think he coughed up some blood, maybe? Okay, I really need to get yelled at, damn it. So let's see. I stood in line for 10 minutes. The lines just got longer. I think she's not using the line properly. Alright, this lady's name is Dorothy. She's the one that she's standing on the wrong side of the line or something. I don't know.
Hello?
Hello, Dorothy?
Yes.
Hey, it's Roy. This is the manager at Safeway. And you were here. You filled out one of our comments online.
Oh, yes. Yes, I did. But Kelly called me earlier.
Kelly? Oh, yeah. But she said we needed to escalate it because you had an attitude with her.
I did not.
Well, that's what Kelly said.
You guys are messing with me, right? I did not have an attitude with her. I felt bad because she said she felt... I don't understand.
No,
is she there?
She just said, no, she's gone for the day. She left a note for me to call you back. But she said you just yelled at her a bunch on the phone.
I did not yell at her.
That's
You're talking to the right person?
Yeah, Kelly wouldn't lie. You're the only one that filled out the survey at our store in the past few days, so it's definitely you. It says
And what's the name?
Dorothy Holmes. And it says you spent $85, $85.79.
I did not yell at her at all. I was very apologetic to her, actually.
It says you're old. And it says you stood in line. I'm just reading the comment.
It said I'm old?
Well, on here, it shows your age, so I'm just saying it says you're old.
Oh, my God. You're messing with me. I don't know who this is. This is a joke, right?
No, it's not a joke. I wouldn't joke about this. I was just trying to find out what the problem was. It says you...
There really was no problem. I was very nice to her, and she was very nice to me, so I don't...
No, I don't mean with what's-her-face. I mean, it says you stood in line for 10 minutes...
You're not the manager. You're, like... totally unprofessional. I don't know who you are.
I'm trying to be professional. I'm trying to address your complaint here.
You just called her what's-her-face, for one thing.
Well, I don't even like her, to be honest.
Okay, who are you? This is a joke.
No, this is Roy. I'm the manager here at the store.
No, you're not Roy. You're somebody else. Who are you?
No, I really am Roy. I don't know why you think
Roy,
I'm joking.
No manager would ever be that way.
Say what's her face? It's not even an insult. I was just...
No, not to tell me that you don't like her. What? I thought she was very nice.
You're not going to tell on me, are you?
I don't know who you are. Yeah, actually, I am.
Well, she's not going to believe you because you're the one that yelled at her for 10 minutes on the phone.
I didn't yell at her, though, because that's a lie. I don't know who this is.
Well, we record all of our phone calls, so I could just listen to
that. Oh, good, because you should go listen to it. I did not even raise my voice, so you go
right
ahead.
Maybe you just didn't realize you were doing that, because you do it so much.
No, you
just go around.
Who are you? Now I feel like I'm totally being pranked. I don't know who Rob is.
Rob? No, my name is Roy.
Or who? Joe, Roy.
See, that's you're as bad as me saying what's her face. You may as well just call me what's his face.
Oh, that's hilarious. So who are you?
This is Roy. I'm the manager at Safeway.
I don't believe you at all.
All right. Well, I don't give a shit. I'll just tear up your complaint here then.
We don't
need you.
Oh, my gosh.
We don't need
That's hilarious.
Bullshit.
I don't know who you are, but you're, like, cracking me up.
Well, I'm not trying to crack you up. I'm just saying. I can promise you,
Roy, I did not yell at her.
Okay.
She did not yell at me. She was very pleasant.
Well, that's not even why I was calling. I'm calling about the original complaint. Because you said you were standing...
What was the original complaint?
You said, I stood in line for 10 minutes and the line just got longer. So I think you don't know how to use a line. Were you letting people go in front of you? Because that's the only way the line could get longer. How else would the line get longer?
Yeah. Yeah, it was getting longer. Yeah.
How? Were you letting people cut in front of you?
Are you going to like give me like a $1 million gift card or something? Because that would be amazing.
For not knowing how to use a line?
Yeah, because I'm stupid.
How was the line getting longer?
I don't know.
Pretty much impossible for the line to get longer.
Yeah.
Unless you're letting people go in front of you.
Right. No, I meant longer behind me. But really,
it wasn't just
my line. But anyways, Roy, man, you're just hilarious. You just brighten up my
day. Thank you. I'm glad I did. Maybe you'll complain more often now.
I could, you know, but I probably won't.
Okay. All right. Well, have a nice day. I'm glad everything was solved and resolved for you.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you have a nice day too, Roy.
Yeah, thanks. And eat shit. Eat shit.
You know what?
Eat shit, Dorothy.
That's what's for dinner.
Okay. I hope you bought it at our store.
You know, there's a lot of shit to be bought at your store.
Bought
so, yeah.
3 pounds of shit.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Have a nice day.
Okay. All right. You too. Thanks, Roy.
Bye. Well, that was fun, even though I didn't get yelled at. I enjoyed that one. All right, let's see. Next. Oh, here we go. Here's someone just completely yelling and calling people names. Let me change my caller ID. This guy's name is Carlos. The cashier, Daryl, is a complete incompetent idiot. And there's like 11 exclamation points. I asked for a simple request twice. That he split my payment so I can use two separate cards to pay for my items. He's poor, by the way. Mr. Know-It-All, Daryl, ordered me to punch in my PIN when I asked him a second time. I don't want to read all this. If I may pay half of my bill with that card and... Wait, what was his total amount? $16. He wanted to pay on two different cards. $16. What suggestions?
You've reached the voicemail box.
I hope he picks up. What suggestions, if any, do you have for improving your shopping experience? Somebody should teach that fucking idiot Daryl how to perform his job correctly and how to act as if he appreciates his customer's business. Holy shit. What do you like best about shopping at this store? That I do not have to put up with a bunch of ghetto welfare trash eating items in the store without paying for them. Such as usual down the street from you at the Walmart and food for less. I don't understand what he's saying right there. Carlos is an angry man, though.
You've reached the voicemail box of...
Damn it. I really want to talk to this guy.
You have...
Well, shit. That would have been a good one. Okay, let's try Karen. Karen says, I chose this rating because the courtesy people are not at all friendly and have attitudes when you're dealing with them. Maybe it's because you use terms like dealing with them. They talk to others that work in the store while you are waiting for help, and the overall attitude is one of them doing you a favor that they helped you. And she gives the rating of 1.
Hello.
Hi, Karen?
Yes, who's this?
Hey, Karen, it's Roy. I'm the manager here at the Acme store.
Yes.
And I saw that you had some problems when you were in here yesterday.
Yeah, I spoke with Darren.
Oh, yeah. He told me. He said that maybe I should call also because you just yelled at him on the phone a whole bunch. He's like,
no, I didn't.
He's like, maybe you can talk to her because she won't listen to me.
No, that you got the wrong person because we had a very nice conversation this morning.
Well, maybe it was nice to you, but it wasn't nice to him. Because he said, he's like, Karen just yelled at me a whole bunch when I tried to call her.
But that's not a true statement.
Okay, well, it doesn't matter. Let's just get back to the original complaint. What was the problem when you came in?
The problem was the attitudes of the people at the courtesy desk.
Ah, yeah, I see here it says the people weren't friendly when you're dealing with them.
They make you wait.
Well, maybe it's you that has the attitude when just right off the bat you're like, because I have to deal with them. It sounds like you have the attitude, and then people return the attitude to you, and then you act like it's their fault when it really it's your fault.
No, not at all.
Well, that was just a guess. I don't know. Just a suggestion. Maybe I'm wrong.
Well, I find it as a surprise that he said I yelled at him when I thought we had a very nice conversation. It was even he offered me a $25 gift card, so I didn't get that.
You didn't get the card?
No. I haven't been to the store, but I didn't get that we had a bad conversation at all.
He said he gave you the gift card.
I think he might have the wrong Karen.
Oh, no. There's only one Karen that's filled out a survey. There's only one person that's filled out a survey in the past few days, so you're the only person that we could have talked to.
Okay. But for you to say that I had an attitude, I find that very insulting.
Yeah, he says he offered you the card just to shut you up.
Is that what he said?
Yeah, that's what he told me, but I don't know. You're saying something different, so I don't know.
Yeah, I'm saying something very different.
But he doesn't lie, so it's probably you that's making shit up.
Okay, then fine. Okay, thank you for calling.
Well, no, we're not finished yet, ma'am.
We are finished, and I'm just not going to shop at Acme.
Oh, okay? Really? Oh, really? Well, guess what? I'm canceling your gift card. You don't get a gift card.
Okay, that's fine.
And you know what? You're banned from the store. I'm going to put your picture up.
Okay. You don't have a picture of me.
Well, oh, yes, we do from the security cameras. There's a camera at every register. We have a very nice, high-quality picture of you. I'm going to put your picture on the wall next to the shoplifter pictures. Like, no longer allowed in the store. Banned forever.
Okay. Don't worry. I won't even come there. Don't worry.
And your picture's going to be up, and everyone's going to see it, and they're going to think you're a shoplifter. All right, this one... This lady, her main complaint is bad chicken. That's all it says, bad chicken. Bad chicken.
Hi, I don't have my phone near me, so leave a message.
So many good ideas in the chat room right now. Say the chicken came from a broken home, that's why it's bad. Ask them if it was bad to the bone.
Hello?
Hi, Andrea?
Yeah, who's this?
This is Roy. I'm the manager here at Safeway.
And yes.
I understand you got a hold of some of our bad chicken.
Well, it made my mom and daughter sick.
Yeah, well, the thing was, that wasn't chicken.
What was it?
It was peacock meat.
Is this a joke?
No, it's not a joke. I'm sorry. We didn't think anyone would notice. It's basically the same thing. It's from the bird family, you know? And I don't know, we didn't think it would make people sick, though.
Fuck you.
But what? What? What was that about?
So now you're going to harass me.
No, I just don't understand why you hung up on me.
Because
why?
Just peacock meat. That's real funny. Who is this, and what store are you calling from?
It's not a joke.
You're the one that was frying it up that day, too, aren't you?
How'd you know that?
You gave me fucking it. Because you had attitude that day, and you got attitude right now.
I don't have an attitude, motherfucker. I'm just letting you know. It was peacock meat.
Motherfucker?
Well, you said fuck you to me.
I'm going to call your store manager.
Oh, what? You can curse at me, but I can't curse at you? Is that how it works?
What the hell is wrong with you?
Well, you said
aren't
fuck.
You worried about...
You said fuck you and hung up on me.
Yeah, you said that chicken was peacock meat.
It was. That's what we serve here. When we're out of chicken, we just use the peacock meat.
Listen, Don't call here again. Well, and if you do, I'm going to call your store manager.
Okay. Well, are you going to say goodbye nicely this time instead of fuck you and then hanging up?
Okay. Goodbye.
Thank you. And then do that.
Do that.
That was funny, I guess. I don't know. Deli fried chicken made my mom and daughter sick. My daughter's sick and throwing up. Shut the fuck up. Oh, I think I just lost my place in this list. That was a suggestion from the chat room. I don't remember who from. The peacock meat thing. This lady's gonna answer. I'm sure of it. Her name's Kaylee. Having only a few minutes to shop while on my lunch break, I checked out with my few items, then proceeded to take $100 cash. The cashier informed me that she only had a $100 bill, and I really needed smaller bills. She seemed annoyed as she hollered to the other cashiers to see if they could do it, while at the same time starting to help the next customer. This is a really long one.
You've reached Kaylee.
Fuck.
Sorry I missed you.
Damn it, Kaylee.
Hello?
Hello, Kaylee?
Yeah.
Hey, it's Roy. I'm the manager here at the Safeway.
Hi.
Hi. I was just reading this complaint of yours that you left online, and I see here that you think that we're a fucking bank.
No, I didn't say that.
Well, you implied it, though. I mean, you're talking about...
No.
Well, okay.
I didn't use that language.
Well, I know, but you implied that language. So what's the problem, then?
No, I did not imply that. And I'm sorry, you're the manager?
Yeah, I'm the manager.
And you just used that?
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, your complaint was very...
I'm sorry, what was your name?
My name is Roy.
Roy, and your last name?
Gerbel. I'm the store manager.
Gerbel, okay.
But listen, you need to tell me what your problem is.
I explained it pretty well, and I did not use that language.
I know, but it's a lot of stuff to read here. I can't read all this. Like, you're just upset because we couldn't give you the right amount of $20 bills or something?
Listen, my complaint was the way that I was treated by your employees.
Yeah.
I waited and waited and waited, and I was very kind, and I was not rude to them.
Yeah, but we have a note, like a little sign at the front of every register, and it says, we are not a bank.
You mean, does it say that you're not a fucking bank?
Oh, no, we wouldn't write that on the sign.
No, you just added that. I'm going to tell you something. I have family that's very high up in Hy-Vee food store,
I
know how a grocery store should be run.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm telling you that customers, if my father knew how that was being treated at any one of the Hy-Vee food stores, it would not go over well. And I guarantee if my father knew that one of his store managers called and spoke to a customer the way that you just spoke to me, it would not be good for that manager.
Oh, your father sounds like
so
a dick.
So I'm glad that I have your not name.
Yeah.
And do not ever speak to me that way again.
Hey, could I get your father's phone number? He damn it. I had a few things to say to her still. What the hell? Ah, she's just picking up and hanging up. That sucks. She sounded like a very important person, you guys. I wish I could talk to her dad. You know what the great thing is? Like, I have the email address of all these people, too. So I can copy this email address, and I can put it in Facebook. And, okay, she's not there. Never mind. Forget I said anything. But that would be awesome if I could see her Facebook post about this. If another one really flips out on us, I have to remember to watch the Facebook. Shauna was there to purchase a last-minute birthday cake for my 13-year-old daughter. The cake selections...
Hello?
Hi, Shauna?
Yes?
Hi, this is Roy. I'm the manager here at Safeway.
Hi.
And you were here yesterday for a cake?
Yes, no, the 22nd.
Oh, the 22nd, I see. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And what was there some sort of a problem?
Well, there was kind of a couple things going on. I came in just real quick to grab a cake for my daughter, so I wasn't sure what I was even looking at, what you guys had. But I was able to find something, and I guess there was a gentleman working there, and he had helped a lady in front of me, and then he helped me.
It was Chad, right?
Well, I asked him if I don't know what his name was.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't even look.
Well, he's the only one working
but
the
I asked him if he. Oh, okay. Well, it's Chad. I asked him if he could quickly write on the cake for me since I was on my way to the restaurant, and he said that basically he couldn't guarantee what it would look like. So, of course, I didn't want to ruin the cake that I finally picked out, so I just left without that.
Yeah.
And then we got there, and we did the cake and all that, and the cake was just horribly dry.
Yeah. Well, Chad told me that you were asking him to put an ISIS flag on your cake.
What?
And we can't, I mean, we just can't do
that's
stuff like
true.
That.
That's not true.
This is a family.
That's unacceptable. That's not true.
Well, no, he was saying an ISIS flag and a Nazi symbol and...
What the hell?
And you
want... Excuse my language, but that's not even okay.
I know it's not. We can't, we absolutely cannot do cakes like that. And
I would never request that. It's for my daughter's 13th birthday. Why would I want that on there?
No, he wrote it down. You said you wanted him to write happy 13th birthday, you little slut, which I guess
what?
If that's a joke, I understand, but I mean, just along with the ISIS flag and all that, we just can't do stuff like that.
Okay. I have to question really who the hell this is because I would never say nothing like that.
Well, that's just what Chad relayed to me.
Okay, well, Chad, if that's what Chad is saying to you, then I need to speak to his manager or
his
manager. Corporate office, because that's not even okay.
I'm the manager here at the store.
Okay, I would never say that to anybody at all.
Did you actually get him to write anything on the cake, or did you just not
write
on the cake?
No, I didn't.
Because
he didn't write anything on the cake.
Couldn't you have picked something that was not racist?
Excuse me? I am not racist. I don't know what?
Or not offensive, I guess.
Writing happy 13th birthday Ariana is offensive because I would never ask for anything.
Well, he said you wrote said happy birthday Ariana, you little slut. Happy 13th birthday. And that just seems inappropriate to me.
Okay, for one, I feel like I'm totally being pranked right now. For two, why would I call my 13th daughter a little slut?
I don't know why you would do that. It seems disgusting and inappropriate. And also,
this must be a joke or something. Because seriously,
and furthermore, who would name their little kid a stripper name like Ariana? That seems inappropriate too.
Okay, where are you calling from? Because what the hell?
I'm calling from the store. I was just trying to resolve your complaint. The Safeway.
Okay, and what's your name?
My name is Roy.
Roy. Okay. I'm going to call the store right now. Thank you.
I don't see why you're getting upset with me. You're the one that's being offensive.
Oh, I haven't got offensive yet, but if you're going to continue calling me a liar, then I'm going to be.
Well, no, you were offensive 2 days ago when you're in here asking for a cake like
that.
No,
I wasn't.
That's disgusting.
No, I was not, and I'm not going to be accused of that.
Are you an ISIS supporter?
Yeah, that's really what I am.
I bet you're going to vote for Trump, too, aren't you?
Yes, I probably am. Thank you.
You're disgusting, ma'am.
So are you. So are you for even wasting my time while I'm at work.
Oh, I'm wasting your time. You're the one coming in and asking for, like, joke cakes and stuff.
Yeah, that's not what I was doing.
We're trying to run a business here.
Yeah, you're funny.
You're funny.
Do you have anything else to say?
No, I think that's it.
But, okay,
I mean, is there any way I could resolve your issue, though?
No, I'll take this up with your corporate office. Thank you.
Oh, they're not going to do anything. Okay. Everyone thinks they're being punked or pranked, I guess. I blame the chat room for your crazy ideas. It's all your fault. Here's one without a phone number, but one of her complaints is that the survey is too long. That's pretty awesome. Let's take a break, everyone, and listen to some voicemails, everyone's favorite part of the show, where I play the voicemails that people leave at 814-422-5309.
Hey Roy, you big dummy. This is Phil Anderson.
Hey Phil.
So I can't find the episode or the prank call where the lady says, "Quit calling me a hobo," and nobody on none of the
Google translation says he just said, "Quit calling me a homeball."
Dummies on the Phone Losers Facebook group can't either. So can you post a link in the show notes and be less of a dummy?
I don't know where it is either. Hell if I know which one that's from. I don't even know what that call was about, where she said to quit calling her a hobo. But I'm sure somebody out there will. So if you know which show that's from, please post it in the show notes, comments on phonelosers.org or on the YouTube or wherever. So Stupid Phil can hear this call he wants to hear. You know, we really need to start up some sort of a Wikipedia page for phone losers where all of these questions can be answered. But I've tried to set up Wikipedia pages before. They're a pain in the ass to maintain and keep spam off of. So fuck that shit. But I hear there's a pretty good Wikipedia page over at prankwiki.com that is either run by Death Fox or maybe Enigma. I'm not even sure anymore. Oh, never mind. It's gone. I just looked for it. It's gone again. Damn it, I put a lot of shit on that page. Hey, look, Corbin Guy left me about 7 different voicemails. Here's one for 2.5 minutes, here's one for 2 minutes, here's one for 1.5 minutes, here's one for 1 minute and 10 seconds. Let's listen to the one that's 26 seconds long.
Dear Brad, it's Corbin Guy, and simple as this. Queen Anne of Scots is the proper queen of the throne.
Thanks, Corbin
Fuck
Guy.
Elizabeth.
Yeah.
Okay?
Fuck her right in her fucking asses.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for all the voicemails, Corbin Guy. I hope that was the best one. Hey, look, a voicemail just came in 2 minutes ago.
Hey, Brad. It's Brad.
Hey, Brad.
I just wanted to say, Valar Morghulis, Gary Shandling. It's a sad day for America, and it's a sad day for Howard Stern fans. I'm not even going to Baba Booey you. I was thinking of Baba Booing you the next time I called, but... Hey now!
That would have really pissed me off. Thank you for not doing that. Yeah, G-Ad actually told me about Gary Shandling's during the live show yesterday. And I didn't know if he was kidding or not until today. But apparently Gary Shandling's is dead. What a bummer. I remember watching his show once or twice back in the day. I think in memory of Gary Shandling's, we should play some Butthole Surfers really quick. Yep, that's my favorite song about Gary Shandling. I'll definitely put a link to that in the show notes.
Hey, Roy!
Hi!
This is Crimson. You might see me in the chat room from time to time. Just wanted to say that, like, over the last year, I've really noticed the improvement of the quality of the show.
Oh,
like,
wow. That sounds opposite of everyone else. Everyone else is like, you don't sound as good as you used to. How come you can't be funny anymore?
Much better job of, like, editing the shows down, making the calls, like, really interesting and everything.
Thanks,
yeah,
Crimson.
You've done, like, a really good job. And, like, I really hope this whole thing goes really well with the video calls, like, getting them on videotape and the reactions, like, great. So, all right, good luck. I'll see you around. All right, bye.
So far, those have sure taken the world by storm. We got upwards of 1,000 views on that last episode of Calls of Mass Confusion, which everybody should watch on YouTube. Calls of Mass Confusion. I wish I could say that you can find that at youtube.com/callsofmassconfusion, but you can't. Just search for it. Or go to the show notes.
What's up, Roy? This is Crack Kane. You guys are the shit. Hey, I just wanted to say, I like that, Radio Shack shopping spree thing you did. You should do that more often.
I should.
All right, man. Good luck.
I agree. We need to do more shopping sprees from all kinds of places.
Hi, Roy. It's Lily. I love your shows.
Hey, Lily.
My past show, one where you had the urinal. I don't remember who you were talking with. Stacy. I also like your
stupid fucking Stacy
apartment calls. Been a long time listener. Probably one of the oldest listeners around.
You're so old.
I had a dream about Carlito.
Just like that old man that I talked to earlier in the show. He is so old. You're just like that old man. I bet you ride a motorcycle, too.
And,
sorry, that was mean.
I really hope you do another show soon, because I'm always going on to phonelosers.org to see when you've done another show.
Probably not anymore after I called you old.
Sit back.
Sorry.
Relax and listen to you. You've got a great voice. I love you. Bye, Roy.
Aw, thanks. I wish I could say I love you too, but I'm incapable of love. Everybody knows that. I'm too much of a sociopath.
Oh, Roy, is Chick Niblet calling. That hurt.
Whoa, okay. Hope you're all right. Thanks for calling in. Let's listen to one more voicemail from about 3 weeks ago.
Going back to the message that was played on your last show about the Walking Dead, don't use Putt Locker because Foot Locker's full of creepy pop-ups that won't close.
Oh.
But there is a legal way to watch The Walking Dead. And
who cares about legal?
That is called Sling TV, and it's run by a Dish Network, and it costs $20 a month.
Fuck that.
And it's not like Hulu, where it's all on demand.
I'm pretty happy with downloading, you guys. I like my torrents.
You know, pre-recorded shows. It's live TV. But there you go. It's slingtv.com.
I appreciate the suggestion, but I don't know. I'm pretty happy with just downloading every week. It's not really that much effort. I just type in The Walking Dead and download the latest one. It only takes about 10 minutes, usually. I get all of my Broad City that way because I'm too impatient to wait for them to show up on Hulu. All right, so let's get back to the show. I think there's about 20 minutes of it left. But here's what we're going to do. I'm going to play a bunch of voicemails on the end of the show today. I'm just going to go through, and maybe I'll play all of them. It looks like there's about 75 of them left right now, but probably half of them are Corbin Guy messages, so I'll be able to delete a bunch of those. But that's what I'm going to do today. I'm just going to play a bunch of voicemails on the end and hopefully get kind of caught up on these. So if you like the voicemails, boy, are you in for a treat. But until then, here is the rest of the show, which is about 20 minutes long. Oh, here's a good one. This is the worst. This is the worst effing Safeway on earth. I bet you this one is a male. The first name is TR. I don't know if that's a male or a female. Seems like the males are the ones that always curse in these things, though. How on earth does the manager keep his job? All I wanted to do was buy a loaf of bread and a gift card. I used self-checkout. The bread rang up. I chose to skip bagging because I don't want to put my fresh bread on your filthy platform. Then I tried to ring the gift card. It wouldn't ring. What? What is up with that? The woman monitoring the self-checkouts told me I had to buy a gift card via
the... Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message.
This is a really long complaint. You have to buy a gift card at the regular checkout stand. And then in all caps, while she was dicking around helping some dude buy a bottle of wine, which is illegal to buy via self-checkout. No, it's not. I'd do that. It's not illegal. Why would that be illegal?
Your call has been forwarded to an...
Really, you effing bitch. You are going to send me to the regular checkout while you allow this other guy to buy booze. That sucks. And just shows how poorly these people are coached and managed. I just discarded the gift card and bought the bread. Then, the transaction required approval. Are you kidding me? What? Because I didn't want to set it on your dirty, filthy checkout platform? It took at least 45 seconds for the woman to press the button on her screen because she was still dealing with the selling one bottle of wine. This is a typical occurrence. I just finally took time to do this survey, and I doubt anything will ever change at this shitty store.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
I'm really unhappy that he's not picking up. His name is Tim, by the way. I just put his phone number in Facebook.
Your call has been forwarded to automatic voice message system.
At least his comments were amusing to me. On the other sections, please describe your issue with the store layout. It's way too small for the amount of crap that's jammed into it. There are too many areas where two carts cannot even pass. And yet this Safeway is often out of things. I feel like I'm shopping in Cuba. Yeah, this guy's been to Cuba before, I can tell. What suggestions, if any, do you have for improving your shopping experience? Close the store and have me go to Nugget Market. What do you like best about shopping at the store? Nothing. It's a nightmare. The place is dirty, understocked, has expired merchandise everywhere. Okay, I'm going to stop reading this. Go on to the next one. Go on to someone that answers for me. All right, here's Michelle. She's unhappy. Let's see. What does she say? When I visit the store, I have to check the expiration date on every product. I continually find that most products I buy are about to or have already expired. Well, if they're about to expire, what's the big deal? So she's mad if they're expired and if they're not expired. Miles wants me to remind her the difference between expired and best before dates. Good point.
Hello?
Hi.
Michelle? Hello?
Michelle?
Yes.
This is Roy. I'm the manager here at the Safeway.
Uh-huh.
And I understand you had a kind of a problem in the store with the expiration dates.
Well, I just, it seems like every time I go to the store, continually that every product is nearly expired. I just have to be really careful every time I go there.
Well, do you know the difference between an expiration date and best bought by date?
Are you kidding me?
Well, I'm just checking, just
if
making sure.
If you're going to patronize me, don't even bother calling me.
No, I'm not patronizing you. I'm just asking. That was a legitimate question. What the hell? My God.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system. Call has been forwarded to an automated voice message.
She's hitting the fuck you button. This sucks. I thought that was a
call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system.
Okay, fine, whatever. I really wanted to talk to her. Sound awesome. So I'm quitting. I mean, I want to quit in 10 minutes, but I absolutely will not quit until I get yelled at least one more time. I want someone to just go off on me. So we're going to call Veronica. Veronica says, last night I went grocery shopping and the store was out of a lot of stuff. For example, almond milk, 30 calories, coffee cream, and salad bags. Okay.
This is Veronica.
Hey, Veronica. This is Roy. I'm the manager at Safeway.
Hi.
And hi. I was reading your complaint here. It looks like, what's so funny?
Yeah, it was so weird, though. First, I didn't think that you guys were going to call me.
Uh-huh.
And second, it's just that I've been shopping in your store since you guys opened. I live in near your store.
Yeah.
So the funny thing with this, I was talking with my boyfriend because he shops in Safeway, too. And I'm in manufacturing, right? And planning is a big part of manufacturing. So we're talking about the planning, right? Because I'm like, you know what? They had an issue, and
well, maybe you should come in here and run. You should come in here and run things if you think you know so much about how to run a fucking store.
Excuse me?
Maybe if you think you know how to run things, you should just come in here and be the manager. If you think you can do better,
you think so?
Yeah. If you think you can do better,
okay. Go ahead.
What do you mean, go ahead? I'm just saying, you know.
No, well, you call me.
Why don't you apply for a job here if you think you can do better?
No. I think that's a survey, and I give you guys my opinion, and I'm a customer.
Well, your opinion, you're kind of an asshole with your opinions.
Wow.
Telling us we're out of stuff. God.
Is that the way that you guys talk to your customers?
You know what? This is how I became the manager. I complained a bunch at the old manager until they hired me. And now I'm the manager.
Really?
Yeah, maybe you should try that.
Really? No.
So
I think that's very inappropriate, the way that you're talking to a customer.
Oh, you're too good to be a manager? Is that it?
No, I am not. I am not. And I don't think that this is the way that you're supposed to talk to your customers.
Well, congratulations. You're hired. You start on Monday, cunt lips.
Hey, you don't talk to me like that. What is your name?
Look, I'm the manager. I'm above you. I'm your superior now. And I can talk to you however I want. You're just going to have to deal with it. If you want to work here, you're just going to have to deal with it.
Yeah, that's very inappropriate.
So I'm gonna be the district.
I don't know who you are, but I doubted that you work for Safeway.
Oh yes, I do. I just got promoted because you're the new manager. So I'm gonna be the district manager.
Yeah. So yeah, I don't think that you work for Safeway, and I will appreciate if you never call me back.
I'm printing up your name.
Not okay.
I'm printing up your name tag right now. I'm writing cunt lips. Oh man. That was Reefer Badness's idea. I forget. Someone in the chat room said to do the cunt lips thing. Oh, no.
This is Veronica. I'm not able to.
Dang it. All right. Never mind. Can't call her back. We're going to try and call Sean. Sean has a problem with Monopoly. The cashier working self-checkout did not honor our Monopoly ticket coupon. My family has literally spent thousands of dollars at this Vons location.
Hello?
Hello, is Sean there?
May I ask who's speaking?
My name is Roy from the Safeway. I'm the manager.
Okay, give me 1 second.
Okay.
Hello?
Hello, Sean?
Yes.
Hey there, it's Roy from the Safeway. I understand you're having some problems understanding how the Monopoly game works.
No.
Oh, I thought
I'm not having problems understanding it.
Well, see, it seems like you don't understand how it works. I just read the complaint.
Okay, well, the store manager called me and explained it to me, and everything's fine.
Oh, no, I'm the store manager. You probably talked to the assistant manager. Did you talk to Chad?
No, I talked to Donna.
Oh, Donna. Ugh. Yeah, anyway, did she teach you how Monopoly works?
Well, she explained to me what the rules are when it comes to what happened last night, but at the same time, what the problem was the consistency, and I don't even really care about the game. That's not the main problem.
Oh,
it was
that's why you wrote all these paragraphs about Monopoly? That's because you don't care?
No, the problem was the way that I was treated by the employee. That's all.
Oh, okay.
It's not about Monopoly.
Were you trying to cheat on the game or something? Is that what it was? You're trying to get extra
tickets?
No, I'm
not trying to cheat on the game.
You're one of those people trying to get extra tickets?
No. I feel like you're calling me and you're acting way different than everyone else I've been speaking to, and I'm not like that. I'm not the kind of person to cheat. I don't care. I don't really care about the game. That's not really...
Everyone else? How many people did you talk to? I thought you just talked to the one lady manager.
No, I spoke to somebody else.
Oh, who else? Chad?
I spoke to somebody from customer service.
Oh, like on the toll-free number?
Yes.
Did you complain at them a bunch, too? Or did they have to also explain how to work Monopoly? It's not that hard, really. I mean, it's pretty straightforward how the game works.
Yeah, it's not... I'm not sure why you're speaking to me the way that you are. It's pretty strange.
Well, I thought you might need another explanation of how Monopoly works. I thought everybody just knew how it worked. To be honest, we don't get complaints like this too often.
Can I re-explain everything to you then?
Okay.
So I came into the store.
Mm-hmm.
And me and my family were there almost every day. I've never had a problem at the store. The store is pretty great. And last night, so we bought some groceries. And as we were buying groceries, a ticket came out of the coupon machine. And so we took that along with our receipt up to the front. And the person running self-checkout only gave us the tickets for our receipt. And so my wife and my daughter walked away for a second, and then...
You know there's kids dying in Syria right now, and you're just complaining about bullshit. It's kind of selfish.
Are you Tom?
No, this is Roy.
Okay.
I'm just saying, you know, maybe you should put things in perspective.
You know what?
Really?
This is ridiculous.
I mean, really, you're going to complain about Monopoly? Jeez.
I've never been treated like this before, ever.
Well, maybe you should be.
I will never go to Safeway or Vons ever again.
Well,
this is totally wrong.
Good. Let's call some starving children in Syria and tell them that you're never going to go to Safeway again because you're upset that you can't play your dumb little baby games. Okay, he's gone. But he didn't yell at me. Thanks, Gloria, for the Syria idea. I usually use Africa instead of Syria. So you totally switched things up, Gloria. Changing it to Syria. It's time to quit, but I still haven't been yelled at, you guys. I don't know what to do. Guess I'll just quit without being yelled at, right? That's the only thing I can really do right now. Susan says, I was hoping the store would have been somewhat updated after changing from Hagen. The smell, especially near the meat counter, is terrible. Yeah, it's called meat, idiot.
Hello?
Hi, is Susan there? This is Roy from the Albertsons.
No, she isn't right now.
Do you know when she'll be back?
Probably in a few minutes. Something I can help you with is her husband.
Oh, is she a big complainer at home, too? She's filled out a survey thing here and just complaining that meat smells bad and stuff and that the layout's too different for her. Like she apparently doesn't like change.
No. Oh. Not usually.
Okay, well, holy crap. She's just full of complaints for us. I guess she saves them all for us so she doesn't complain at home, right?
I don't know. Are you the manager or something?
No, I'm just an employee here. I think the manager already talked to her.
Oh, I don't know. So why would you be calling then?
I was just calling to find out what her problem was. She tried to get me in trouble.
Oh, I don't think she did that.
Oh, yeah, she did. She told the manager all kinds of shit about me. And then she's just complaining about the layout of the store. And she says I don't take care of the meat department. She says the smell's really bad. Like, and she's saying...
Are you calling to threaten her or something? Is that the deal?
Oh, no, I would never threaten anyone. I was just calling to tell her she's a big fucking complainer. She says,
"Dude, why don't you and I meet somewhere and I'll show you what a fucking complainer is. You talk about my wife like that again."
Oh, hey, is that a threat or something? Are you trying to threaten me?
Oh, you're saying shit about my wife. What's your name, Ralph? Yeah.
No, Roy.
All right, I'm gonna come down and see you at the store. You there now?
I'm here, motherfucker. I'm in the meat department.
I'll be there. You big mouth.
Why don't you tell your wife just go to Walmart if she has a fucking problem? That's what she wrote on this complaint form. She says, it's closer to my home than Safeway and Walmart that I usually shop at. She's like trying to rub our faces in it that Walmart's better.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You know what? Walmart...
We're going to have an issue.
You know what? Walmart doesn't even have a meat department. That's why they don't smell, because they have their meat shipped in. They're disgusting.
And you think this is a professional behavior the way you're talking right now?
Hey,
huh?
I'm just the meat department guy. Oh, I hear that fucking kid in the background. Are you gonna bring him with you to beat me up or whatever you're gonna do?
I'm sure you're not even there, you pansy ass.
Oh, I'm here. I'm in the meat department, and you're not allowed to come back here either. Like you can't come behind the yellow line.
Oh well, why? Oh yeah, I'm worried about you. Boy, you got a lot of guts. I'll tell you that.
Dare you to step across the yellow line. You'll see what happens.
All right, I'll be there to do it.
I'll squirt you with the meat hose.
Oh, worried about it,
motherfucker. So, do you have your wife's cell phone number? Can I call her up?
Oh yeah. I'm going to give you my wife's cell phone number. You jackass.
What is it? Oh, is that her? Is that her? Put her on.
Yeah. Albertson,
she complained about her stinky-ass store, and this guy's pissed off.
Oh, well, it does stink.
Hey, tell that lady in the background to shut the fuck up.
You work at Albertson's, and you talk to your customers like that?
Well, I don't
How
even
old
care.
Are you?
She says she doesn't want to be our customer anymore. She's just going to go to Walmart, so fuck that lady.
How old are you?
I don't have to tell you how old I am.
Can you put your manager on the phone for me?
No, I don't even know how to transfer on this phone.
This is a cell phone. We got
it on
caller ID.
Oh, you're not from... Really? Oh, you're funny. I'll just come in and talk to your manager then.
Good. He's not allowed in the meat department either.
You don't even know what I look like, you stupid son of a bitch.
Yes, I do. I know exactly what you look like.
What do I look like?
You're that stupid fat hoe.
Oh, that's pretty.
What do I look like?
Oh, I guess I'll see you when you get here, right?
I don't know. I don't even know if you're there. Well, what do you look like?
Some random person calling.
Yeah.
Why does she think I'm just some random person calling?
Because that's exactly what you are. What are you, fucking retarded? Like, you just call out of nowhere.
Well, how would I have your number? How would I know about this complaint? If I was just a random person.
Why would you be calling from a cell phone?
I'm not calling, because I'm not going to call from the store phone.
Yeah, because you don't want to get in trouble.
Pussy. I'm not crazy.
No, because you're a pussy.
I bet you have a face tattoo, don't you?
A face tattoo? No.
No, not you. Not you, the ugly sounding lady.
Oh, okay. That ugly sounding lady's my wife, so.
Oh, God.
Yeah, you got a lot of problems with everybody here, it sounds like.
She sounds like a nightmare to live with. You should divorce her.
Yeah, totally.
Okay.
So what's your name?
Thanks for shopping at Albertsons.
No, probably homeless.
Homeless? Why would you think I'm homeless?
I don't know, but you're really wasting my time. So unless you want to, you know, actually talk to us in person, then fuck off.
Well, why don't you come here if you want to talk to me in person? Let's try a few more. I don't feel like I got yelled at in that one. So I guess she looked at the caller ID, and the only thing I'm changing on the caller ID is the area code. The rest of it is all just random numbers. What does Jerry say? Jerry says, prices are extremely high. Store layout is a disaster. Things scattered in three places. Things not labeled and priced. Missing a place to sit down and eat.
Hello?
Hello, Jerry?
Yes.
Hey, this is Chad from the Safeway.
Safeway?
Yeah, well, it's the Vons. Same thing, you know, same company. But
yeah,
you were here a few days ago and complained about our store layout and stuff.
Yeah,
so what's your problem? Like, you're just going to come in here and complain about how we laid things out?
Well, if that's your attitude, yes.
Well, no, you did this you did this before my attitude. You're just looking for something to complain about.
Oh, I don't think so. If you look at your store and try to find nuts, and you don't know which way the panic stops and begins,
aisle 9,
then you got a problem, not me.
Aisle 9. I know exactly where they are. Aisle 9. Come on. The chat room.
Hello?
Hey, do you want me to tell you what aisle the Vagisil's in? It's on sale this week. That was from, shit, it just scrolled away. I don't know. Whoever you were, though. Hold on, I have a text. I think we're almost done here. I'm not going to call that guy back. All right, Beatriz says, when I asked for help, the worker placed the 5 packages of water into my cart, but then did not continue to help by pushing the cart to the register for checkout. What? She wants someone to push the cart for her? I'm confused about this one.
Hello, this is B. Not able to answer the phone right now.
Damn it. Seems like a good one.
Hello?
Hi, Beatrices?
Yeah?
Hey, it's Roy from the Albertsons. You were in here a couple days ago, and I guess you were having a problem with one of the employees?
You know, it's not like a conflictive problem, but...
Well, it says you wanted the employee to...
I was kind of disappointed that this young man didn't see that if he was helping me put so many things in a cart that was so heavy that... He couldn't see that I needed him to push it out to the car also, you know?
What, you can't push a cart yourself?
No, I mean, he helped me because I got a lot of bottles of water, packages of them.
Yeah, but it's in a cart. It's not heavy.
I put them in the cart.
You could have...
So he put them in the cart for me, but then he didn't offer... And it was a time when there was hardly anybody in the store.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, well, he knew that I was at the checkout... And I said, I need help to put the water so I can pay and then leave, right?
Uh-huh.
So he always put them in the cart, and then he just takes off. And I'm like, well, can he tell that I need help to push it with all that amount of water that I put on the cart?
Apparently not. Apparently not. You should have told him that, maybe.
I, but he was gone, like, before I could even, like, turn around. And then... I had to push it to the friend, and I said, I need help to take it to the car. And so then they asked for that same young man to come back out and help me take it out to my car, right?
It sounds like you're
That's
just
all
being
I wrote on there.
It sounds like you're just being That's lazy. Why are you being so lazy for?
Me?
Yeah.
Well, you know, different people have different issues with their bodies, you know, injuries and
Come on. Don't make up things. You're just making up stories now.
Are you really calling from Albertsons to be like this?
Well, it seems kind of like a bullshit complaint that someone won't push your cart for you. I mean, it's a cart. It's not heavy. It's a cart.
What's your name?
This is Roy. I'm the assistant manager
Roy.
Here.
And you're the manager, and you're saying I have a bullshit complaint?
Well,
I don't even use that word in my vocabulary, and you're telling me that.
You just did. How come you're drinking bottled water? Don't you like fluoride?
You know what, Roy? I don't want to talk to you anymore.
Why not? I'm trying to resolve your complaint.
You didn't resolve anything. You made it all that much worse because I was even saying that it wasn't like a conflictive thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I tried to make that come out on what I was writing, that it wasn't a combative problem. No one raised their voices. But you, the person trying to resolve, as you say.
Well, I'm trying to help. I'm trying to understand what the
help.
Problem
you,
is. Are you,
you
just...
You have no way of talking. You do not know how to talk to people. And you're just being rude and crude.
I'm just trying to understand the problem, lady.
And that's why you have surveys, and that's why those things come in on for people
that's
to
why
put
I'm,
on there.
That's why I'm calling
they're honest opinions about a store and the way that people treat people when they come in. And then to have some lady like you say such horrible things.
I didn't
I'm
say
very,
anything
very
that horrible. I'm just trying
and
to
you
figure
know,
out.
So
are
you're
too
the one that
fat?
Doesn't know how to be nice to people.
I
you know,
do too.
You're the one.
You won't
makes
let me.
Me not even want to go in that store anymore.
Well, you should just come in because
right
guess what? Tampons are on sale. Sure. That was from Apocalypse. Let's try it one more time. Time Guy says if she pushed her cart forward, as much as she pushed out her words, there wouldn't be a problem. What suggestions, if any, do you have for improving your shopping experience? She says to remind workers that all the hours that they are working, they should act professional. And even if they are tired, try to remember customers still want their best efforts.
Hello?
Hey, what'd you hang up on me for? I wasn't finished. Aw. Oh, well. I tried. Guess what, everyone? I'm leaving. I'm done with this shit. That's the end of the live show from yesterday. Before I started that live show, I did do a couple of calls on my own just to kind of make sure that the people were going to answer and it would make a good live show. And one of the calls I deleted because it was kind of boring, but the other one I reached, it was pretty amusing. So I'm going to play that one for you right now. Here it is. Here's one that says, Lexi, the cashier, needs to learn a few customer service skills. Perhaps greeting the customer. An acknowledgement would have been nice. She needs to consider a position that doesn't require coming in contact with people. Wow, I really hope this lady answers.
Hello?
Hello, Sophia?
Yeah.
This is Dave. I'm the manager at the Jewel Osco store.
Oh, hi. How are you?
Pretty good.
Good.
I just saw your complaint card, and I was wondering, who the fuck do you think you are telling us how to run our store?
I'm not trying to tell you how to run your store.
Well, it seems like you are. You're like, oh, the
okay.
cashier needs to learn a few customer service skills.
Well, first off, she didn't greet me. And for the fact of the matter that you're cussing at me as a manager is totally inappropriate.
Well, I think your comment card is totally inappropriate.
Well, she was rude. And you're just as rude. No
okay.
wonder your store is run rudely.
I'll be honest with you. The cashier, Lexi, her and
yeah,
I...
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, the thing is about her and I are in an intimate relationship, and I can't.
Okay.
I can't really discipline her because she'll tell my wife.
Okay, well, and that's my problem. How?
Well, I'm just saying I can't really do anything if she's going to be mean to people.
Well, okay, that's your problem.
Well, just I mean, come on. Do you really need her to greet you?
Okay, first off, I'm standing there. I'm a customer. I've worked in customer service for over 20 years. You greet your customers. You say hello. This sounds like a way personal problem for you.
Maybe she was having a bad day. You know, maybe I hadn't given her...
You know what? I'm having a bad day. And everybody has bad days. But if you're in customer service, at least the right thing to do is say hello. That's the humane thing to do is say hello.
Oh, come on. Just...
I cannot believe that you... Are you a manager?
Yeah, I'm the manager of the store. It's just that I'm
okay, so you're... Okay, my husband is a manager. I have been a manager, and I cannot believe, A, that you say to me, who the fuck do you think that you are? As a manager, you say that to a customer. If I took that up one more chain, you think that's okay?
Lexi probably just needed the D from me. And I mean, it,
what,
you know...
Oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh. I just noticed that the... what suggestions do you have for improving your shopping experience? Put Lexi in a different position. Which, I don't know, that sounds funny since I'm having an intimate affair with Lexi. Put her in a different position so she doesn't have to deal with people. I don't normally do this, but she was not friendly at all! ! Let's call her right back.
Oh?
Hey, why'd you hang up on me? I was trying to resolve your issue.
No, you're not. You know what? And if you call me back again, I'm going to consider it harassment.
Why? I'm calling you back.
First off, I'm going to believe that you're not a manager.
Why?
Because there's no manager. Because you're not acting like a manager.
Well, so I can act.
You
how
are not
the fuck
even.
I
you
want.
Have no semblance. I'm telling you right now. If I were to walk into that store right now and I asked who the manager of your store is, I guarantee you it's not Dave. And so don't call me back because I will consider it harassment and I will take it to your corporate office.
Do you have one of those "I want to talk to the manager" haircuts?
I don't even know what that means.
You should look it up on the internet. It's funny.
I don't appreciate you calling me. And you know what? If your Lexi's your girlfriend, sorry, she was having a bad day.
Oh, no, mistress.
You know what?
Mistress, not
Believe
girlfriend.
Believe you me, I really don't care, but don't call me back again because I will consider it harassment.
I wouldn't have her as a girlfriend because she's too young for me. That's why we have to keep it secret.
Okay, so please stop calling me.
Okay, well,
I will consider it harassment.
Well, you filled out this card and put your number on it, so I'm just calling you
back. I didn't
back.
Fill out any kind of a card. Well, I didn't fill a card out.
Online
I did a survey
thing.
Online,
Whatever.
And I said that you guys and I said that she sucked as a customer service representative.
Well, you didn't say she sucked.
And I've been in
word.
Customer service for a lot. You know what? Stop. And I'm going to say goodbye to you so you don't think that I'm hanging up on you. And please do not call me again because I will consider it harassment.
But let me tell you, she does suck, if you know what I mean.
You're rude and inappropriate.
Well, you're the one that brought it up, so I'm just...
No, I did not. I brought up that she was rude.
Well, you said
what you're
sucked.
Saying to me is totally inappropriate as a quote-unquote manager. Do not call me back again.
I am a manager, you dumb ho. Better manager than your husband. That lady was not happy with me or my relationship with Lexi. So here's what we're going to do. The show's pretty much over, but if you'd like to stick around for a little while and listen to some voicemails, that's what we're going to do. Today, right now, we're going to play a bunch of voicemails. There are currently over 70 of them waiting here. I'm probably not going to play the entire 70, but I know there's usually a lot of voicemails in there that I have to delete because they're just blank messages because people haven't hooked up their microphones properly. And there's people just saying cactus, cactus, cactus over and over and over, which I don't think I ever play those. Because those calls are just so awesome that I want to keep them to myself. I don't want to share them. I'm selfish. But here it goes. Let's get started with the oldest voicemail, which is 3 months old right now.
Hey, Brad. I'm going to make this short and sweet. It's Chris, a.k.a. Ricky Bobby. One, to get to your voicemail, it takes about 10 rings.
Oh, this again?
And two, I would like...
It takes 5 rings, not 10 rings. You fucking exaggerator.
Say thank you for doing my Facebook mob request for the Coyote Ugly Saloon in Denver. I did get another one your way, and I would like to see more Facebook mobs happen, but
I completely forgot to do one on yesterday's show. Oops.
No. It's now December 14th, and I will probably hear this voicemail in February.
But, nice guess, but...
Have a good day, Brad.
You're off by about a month.
Hey, yo, Brad. So I was curious. When was the last time you had contact with Chris Tompkinson, and what happened when you did?
That's it.
Thank you. Bye.
I think the last time I talked to Chris Tompkinson was through email in the late 90s or maybe early 2000s. And it was to tell him that a mutual friend of ours from high school had died, because I lived in the area at the time, back in Illinois, and he didn't. So I let him know that our good mutual friend Butch died when his car fell on top of him when he's working on it. Isn't that depressing? Aren't you sorry you asked?
Hey, Brad, it's Jared. What I need to say is okay. Corbin guy needs to stop leaving so many voicemails to leave room for everybody else.
You're lucky you don't have to hear all the ones that I don't play. I mean, I usually don't listen to them, but I have to delete them. Fucking Corbin
guy. More than one voicemail a day. I'm 14, but I can still make him my bitch over the phone.
Oh.
All right, bye, Brad. Love you.
Corbin guy, if you want this guy's phone number, just let me know. I'll give it to you. Sounds like he has a problem with you.
Brad! Dr. Smoothrod here.
Hey,
anyway,
Dr.
I just want to say, I just listened to your tenant from Airbnb show. Just got a date this for you.
These voicemails are so old.
Anyway, that was a fucking good show, man.
Wow,
that was,
thanks.
That was awesome. So, yeah, you just posted a new show today, too, so I'm gonna watch it. So, keep up the good work, Brad.
I'll try. Back in the good old days when I used to do good shows. Not like today where all my shows suck.
Hey, Brad. Greetings from Queensland, Australia. I am upgrading to Windows 3.1.
Holy
shit. I have all the floppy drives here. And a happy fucking New Year. Love you.
Happy New Year, Australia. I hope your 2016 goes well when it gets here.
Hey, Brad. My name is Samir, and I'm actually calling from Egypt.
Holy shit.
Yeah, I just wanted to tell you...
That's so much cooler than that dumb Australian from the previous voicemail.
That you have at least one listener from Egypt. And yeah, I want to remind you that you once mentioned you wanted to do some elevator prank calls. Yeah, right?
Yeah, elevator prank calls. I need to do those. I'll probably never get around to it, but I still really want to do that.
Hey, Roy, it's that guy from New York who over the summer just called you an asshole and hung up.
You jerk.
This time I actually have something legitimate to say. I highly recommend seeing the new Star Wars. I loved it, and you should see it. But I think in one of your shows, you said you liked Star Trek better, and in that case, you're still an asshole.
Whatever. I haven't seen the new Star Wars or the new Star Trek.
Hello, Roy. This is Daniel.
Hey, Daniel.
From the Book of Daniel.
Hey, Daniel.
I just wanted to let you know that me and my wife have spent many hours in silent prayer, and we've received a vision from the Lord. In the book of Revelation, it says, in the valley of Pennsylvania, Roy will rise up from the valley of the cactus.
Oh, yeah.
In New Mexico.
I remember that one.
It's shown us that you're a little demon, Roy.
Yay. I'm a demon.
Cactus, cactus.
A little one.
God bless.
Hi, Brad. It's Gloria. Regarding my last message where you said I should quit being a fucking hobo and try and find it. On the PLA, the Grouchy Old Man video, I should try and find it myself through the old show.
That sounds like something I would say, but I don't know. This is 3 months ago.
Yeah, listen up, man. All the old shows aren't even available on phonelosers.org because you're a hobo and you don't have enough storage on the website. Everything's not there.
It's
and on
true.
YouTube, you don't even upload everything. So it's not my fault, okay? Now put the Grumpy Old Man back on because that is my favorite show that you've ever done. I listen to it like twice a month, okay? And quit being a hobo and blaming me for everything.
Just download the torrent.
Some things are your fault, okay? Bye.
Phonelosers.org/torrent, and you can have every phone show, every snowplow show. I bet you some of the snowplow show listeners out there don't even realize there's 4 years of the phone show that I did before this show. It was more of a call-in show. Sometimes we didn't even do pranks. But there's 4 years of that if you go to phonelosers.org/torrent and download the latest torrent. Just do that, Gloria, you damn hobo.
Hey, Brad. It's
John.
Hey, John.
Being deployed to Afghanistan next week.
Yay.
I won't be able to listen to any more Snowplow shows. I'm so sad.
Oh, you can do it. A lot of people over there still listen to the Snowplow show. I get emails and stuff from military people. You can do it. There must be a way.
USMC, Semper Fi, bye.
They have internet over there. I get Snapchats from military people over there.
Hey, Roy, RBCB, Matt from Colorado again. I just heard my voicemail on your last show, and I have to say, why do you have to be such an asshole? I was giving you a compliment, saying that you were better than all the other PCN hosts out there.
Whatever.
And you have to be a total asshole about it. So you know what? I'm changing my tune now, and Dwight is now better than all the other PCN hosts out there.
Shit.
You suck.
Well, the joke's on you, because PCN's dead now.
You know that? You suck. You suck.
Here, so I'm the number one host on the PLA network. How do you like that?
Wait, what?
You suck, RBCB. You know that, Roy?
Oh, shit.
I'm going to come down there and punch your head off.
Oh, no.
It's your Uncle Scott. You talk mean to my boy again, I'll come down there and I'll teach you a thing or two.
Sorry, Uncle Scott.
Call me.
Yeah, you heard him. Asshole.
Zombie Uncle Scott.
Hey, Brad. It's Steve, and I wanted to tell you a joke. How did the phone propose to his sweetheart?
I don't know. How did the phone call to his sweetheart?
He gave her a ring.
Ah, that's a good one. Olga's going to be so jealous of that voicemail.
Hey, Brad, it's Nico. I'm calling just to say Merry Christmas. Sorry I haven't been around lately. I've been sick, but...
This voicemail's from December 23rd, 2015.
Anyways, I hope you have a good Christmas.
Oh, it was awful.
Get all that you want to get.
So many deaths in the family. It was terrible.
You get lots of... wonderful things. All right, bye.
Bye, Nico. Hope your Christmas was awesome, too.
Hey, Arby. I've been a listener for about a year now.
Yay.
Love the show. I think I'm your youngest fan. I'm not sure. Anyway. Oh,
everyone says that.
You should do some more Starbucks prank calls.
Thanks telling me you're
bye-bye.
My youngest fan and not telling me how old you are so that I can agree or disagree with you.
Brad, it's Hodgepodge here. I'm calling in to call bullshit on Oregon guy. I'm calling in to call bullshit on him saying that it is the other people and I when, you know, Carlito and I rather than me and Carlito, because me and Carlito is actually sometimes correct and Carlito and I would be incorrect. So Oregon guy needs to check his shit and stop being so snobby and a dick.
I speak urban
speak. Bye, Brad.
I'm fluent in urban, so I can say it however the hell I want.
Suck my dick, Roy. Suck my dick, Roy.
What?
Fuck you. Go to helpdeskcorporate.com. Once again, that's helpdeskcorporate.com.
See, you're not the youngest listener. Voicemail before this one. That kid was like 6, and he's going to helpdeskcorporate.com, which, by the way, is a porn site. Don't go to helpdeskcorporate.com. We're down to 50 voicemails, you guys. We're getting so close to the very beginning. We're all the way up to December 24th now.
Hey, Brad. So I've been sitting here on my couch, refreshing my podcasting app, waiting for you to create another show.
I wasn't creating a show on Christmas Eve, motherfucker.
Told your listeners when I say that you really need to start fucking, like, getting to work and creating more shows. So get to it, Brad.
Okay.
Thanks. Bye, Cactus Cactus.
We all like quantity over quality, right?
Hi, Brad. It's DJ Greg. So I just moved to this new city, right? And I went to this bar, and they ran out of the beer that I ordered. So then I went to another room, and I ordered another beer. Then I was sitting down at the table, and the bartender came out and yelled at me and said that I didn't buy the beer that they ran out of. Then I got kicked out of the bar.
This is a really boring story.
On Christmas.
CJ
It was
Greg.
On Christmas. I'm away from my home, Brad. Who's in the wrong? Am I in the wrong?
I don't care.
Maybe I'm in the wrong. But bottom line...
I suggest you firebomb the place.
...to a bar, and they run out of your beer, so you go order another beer, and you pay full price for it. You shouldn't get kicked out of the bar. I don't know. Brad, tell me.
I think you should.
I just feel like listening to you that you drink a lot. I mean...
No, I don't.
I mean this with all due respect. I'm talking to the point of...
I hardly ever drink.
...probably near... brain damage. I could be wrong, though. I love you.
I probably have brain damage, but it's not from drinking.
You're great, and you're pretty, and
don't
I'm
lie.
Drunk as shit.
All right. I'm hanging up on you. I'm deleting this voicemail.
God damn it. That pisses me off.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay, December 25th, 12:07 a.m.
Hey there, Brad. This is Seven. Just want to say Merry Christmas to you.
Thanks. You too.
Oh, hey, Brad. This here is Pete, a.k.a. El Hombre. Just thought I'd call to say Merry Christmas, buddy.
Thanks, El Hombre.
Mwah. I love you, honey, baby. Mwah. Merry
Whatever.
Christmas.
Here's another
Merry
one.
Merry Christmas, Brad Carter.
That was a very threatening-sounding Merry Christmas. Thank you for that one.
Hey, all you listeners out there in PLA land, I just wanted to say, fuck you, because you're not happy that Brad's not putting out a show every other fucking day, and you whine and you bitch and...
Yep.
Well, you know what? Brad fucking Carter might have a life, and it's the holidays, so give him a fucking break, okay?
Yeah.
Let him do his thing, and then he'll come back and get another show out, so you can stop your fucking bitching, all right? Love you, Brad.
I don't love you. Thanks for the voicemail, though.
Oh, my God. Hey, Brad. I love your show.
Aww.
I watch it all the time.
I'm
going to keep it short, but...
You watch that stupid loop on my YouTube channel.
I hope this gets played, because I really, really love you. Yeah, keep being awesome. Cactus!
Thanks for the voicemail. You should really learn to multitask so you don't have to watch the YouTube video of my show. Personally, I think it's really boring to watch. I would just listen to it.
Hey, Roy, Brad, Steve, Dave, whatever the frig your name is. I'm calling again. This guy from Maine. I want to hear more calls, prank calls of you flipping out the Mainers out here. I don't know what I can do to help. I mean, I don't know how to contact you. I know you don't want people calling on leaving crap on your voicemail as far as contact info.
Nope.
But if you can explain in the show how I can leave you some, like, building management numbers, or if I can, you know, what number to leave for the... Sorry,
Phonelosers.org/snowplowshow. I think somewhere in there, buried very deep, is a link to submit numbers to.
Car... Anything like that. You know, I'm out here, so I can go and find apartment numbers. I'm pretty familiar with apartments.
But I'm really behind on submissions, on prank call submissions, so good luck.
Out here. I'd really like to hear you make some calls out this way. Bye.
I'll try to remember Maine. I'll try to remember the state of Maine the next time I'm calling some random state for something.
Brad. What's up? This is Christian from Arizona again, and I think about 2 messages ago, you told me I had a really shitty phone and you couldn't hear me, so I bought a new one, and do I sound better? Do I?
I assume so.
If I don't, then too bad. I'm not going to keep buying phones for you. What do you think I am? Well, anyways, like I said last message, I was going to give you a Patreon contribution, which I did, so now you're obligated to answer this question. Well, not really, but if you answer this question, that'd be cool.
Great.
But what's the name of that song that you keep playing, like the mellow music that Ghost Rappy said was like in being in a fishbowl? The doo 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 doo. It's actually really soothing, and I feel like if I just play that or in my room, it kind of be a good time. So I don't know if you know where that is, or maybe I'm just kind of
too lazy to
look on your website if you have it posted. But yeah, if you could please answer that, thank you. Keep doing the show, Cactus, and bye.
I think I answered that a bunch a few shows ago. That was My Dog Lives on the Moon by someone named Nags, N-A-G-Z, and I don't remember where I got that from, but you can get it on the Phone Losers torrent, phonelosers.org/torrent. All of the background loops are in the torrent.
Hey, Brad. So I went on a date tonight, and I bought the girl a coffee, and she dropped the coffee.
Yeah, a girl.
And 5 minutes later, she tripped on ice and then fell on her face. And she started crying and then asked me to take her home. So I just want to thank you for making shows that could cheer me up even on the shittiest of nights.
You're welcome.
Love you, man. Bye.
If that's a true story, that's pretty hilarious.
Hey, Brad. It's this random person again. I'm just driving to work right now. Hold on. Let me do it. There you go.
Yeah.
I just wanted to say that last person on the last show, whenever you play this, was complete bullshit. That's right. He was talking complete bullshit. Because I got one of those cell phones for $10 that I ordered in
this
from
again.
The internet to a local Walmart.
and I didn't have to have no stinking data plan or phone plan or anything like that. So I just got a cheap phone for $10 that I can fuck around with.
Yep.
Well, Brad,
awesome.
That's all. Have a good day. Bye!
They've been working really well as extra soundboards for me. On all of my live shows, the music comes from one of those $10 cell phones. So that was money well spent.
Hey, Brad, can you briefly give us your philosophy on life?
No. I don't know. I don't have a philosophy. Be excellent to each other. How's that? I just made that up myself.
Hey, Brad. It's Brad.
Hey, Brad.
Before you hit the dump button on me, I just wanted to call you out on some bullshit. You okay. said that you don't play music in the middle of your show. You actually did play music in the middle of that very show. It's got to be said. Bye for now.
I'm so stupid. What a big stupid I am.
Oh my God. The PLA TNI is down.
Oh no. Now, 2 weeks ago.
Working. Oh my God. Yep. Oh my God.
It's back.
Oh my God.
Don't worry. Yeah, 2 weeks ago, I got a brand new modem. I decided to stop renting the cable company's modem. After 10 years of paying them about $1,200, I'm like, you know what? I should just buy a modem. Then I won't have to pay the rental fees anymore. I'm so financially responsible. But anyway, buying a new modem, it fucked up all of the links inside my house, all of the IP addresses and stuff like that. So the TNI was down for a day or two while I got things working again. It's back now, though, at least for the next month. And then it's going to go down again because my number is not going to work anymore.
What's up? This is Christian from Arizona.
Again?
We're pretty good friends now. I've left you a few voicemails that you've played, so...
Too many.
I think we're pretty good friends now.
I guess.
I just had a quick question for you. This won't take long, I promise. I've been donating to your show. I'm not really donating. I don't know what you call it. But I don't do the whole Patreon thing, because kind of like you, I don't really like Patreon. So I go to snowplowshow.org, whatever it's called.
What?
I don't know. Why do I only leave you voicemails when I'm drunk?
Losers.org.
Who knows? That's a mystery. But I'm drunk right now. But I wanted to ask you, I don't do the Patreon thing. I do on your website where I ask you for a PayPal and stuff like that.
Yep.
Like on the actual real website.
Thank you.
I'm not lazy. And I never got anything from the mail from you.
Uh-oh.
I've been signed up for like the past 3 months and you said you were sending something to the mail.
I'm lazy about the mail, lately.
I don't know. If not, whatever. But just letting you know, I've been donating more than $5 to you on your actual website, not stupid Patreon. So, if you could let me know,
I'm
really
sorry.
Appreciate it. Keep doing your show. I'll try to leave you a voicemail one day when I'm not drunk. And I hope you have a great rest of your day. Alright, bye-bye, Brad.
I've just sucked about sending things out lately. I've sucked about creating things lately. I need to get some more stickers made so that I can send out some more mailings. If you feel like I'm neglecting you, you can send me an email, rbcp@phonelosers.org. And yell at me and tell me to send you some stickers or something. I'll do that until I get around to mailing the next thing out. But yeah, I've just been kind of slow lately about sending things out. I'm sorry. Try not to hate me. So we're down to just 30 voicemails left. The oldest one is from 2 weeks ago, so I'm more or less caught up right now. And I don't know, I guess we can play like maybe one or two more.
Hey, Brad. First-time caller, long-time listener. I'm all about sharing your videos with my friends, so keep them up.
Thanks.
Bye.
That was a nice short one. Let's play one more really nice short one and then just kind of end the show, because I'm tired of doing this.
Hey!
I still have to edit all this shit.
Hey, Brad, you fucking retard.
Hey.
I was wondering, do you have a loop of... like a phone ringing that just goes on and on forever.
I sure
do. Fuck with my neighbors. Thanks, man. Bye.
You can get the actual loop of a phone ringing that I use by downloading the torrent. Phonelosers.org/torrent. I've said that a lot in these voicemails today. Another place you can probably get one is findsounds.com. I go there every once in a while when I need a sound effect and I can't find it on my own hard drive. Okay, that is the end of the voicemails and that is the end of today's show. I would like to do more of these voicemails and really get caught up, but if I do that, I think I'm never going to get this finished today because I still have to edit all this stuff. And I know this is really disappointing for you guys because you love the voicemails, but it has to end sometime. It can't just go on forever, you know. So thanks for listening to the show today. I hope you enjoyed the live show stuff from yesterday and the billions of voicemails. And I am definitely going to do some more of that type of call where I talk to grocery store complainers. Those were a lot of fun, and I still have a lot of them left. And I think I need to do a few more of those and get yelled at some more, because those were some really calm people I talked to. It seemed like I really had to work at it to get them to yell at me. So be expecting more of those soon on a show. And remember, if today's show wasn't long enough for you, there is the full 3-hour version of the show. But really, why would you listen to that? That'd be weird. But if you really want to hear that, it's embedded on phonelosers.org on the post for this show if you're a contributor, subscriber, whatever, or on patreon.com/phonelosers. Once again, thank you, Stan Trucker, for sponsoring today's show. And thank you, guy on reddit.com, who sent me the list of grocery store people to call. His name is Have Fun. Hopefully he doesn't mind me telling everyone what his name is, because I sure don't know how he got these numbers. Thank you for listening, everyone. See you next time.
I'm gonna fall down.